Welcome to another Orphan Radio episode. This is number 39 or 40, maybe? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyway, all songs from movies.
That's right.
But no scores. Just like songs that appear in movies.
Hey, talk about no scores. That's why we're hosting it.
What do you mean?
Yep.
Benji was supposed to be here too, but can't make it. But he might stop by. Cool. And he has a request. So.
What is it?
You'll find out later.
Okay.
That first song was The Bangles' Want You. You know what movie that's from?
No.
12 Years a Slave. No, Thrashing. And I'm kind of in a bad mood because there's so many awesome songs on that soundtrack, and I can't find any of them.
Really?
I don't think they ever made it, and there's so much good shit. I mean, you watch that movie a lot growing up, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
We should watch it sometime. All the pool competition where they skate and right. There's just a lot, the part where Corey Webster bangs that chick in his trailer that he's living in for the summer. There's just so many awesome songs, but you can't find them anywhere. But that song is cool. That's when they go into the club.
Yeah.
And then Red Hot Chili Peppers play live.
Yeah.
Later. But anyway, that's a great movie. So all movie songs, but no scores. Make sense? All
right.
Speaking of not scoring.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Let's start off with a song from Wet Hot American Summer, a Rick Springfield song. Sound good?
Yeah.
Love is all right tonight, baby.
Baby, it's slow. When lights go low, there's no help, no. Baby, it's slow. When lights go low, there's no help, no. Baby, it's slow. When lights go low, there's no help, no.
Paul and I are back. We played Love Is All Right Tonight from Wet Hot American Summer by Rick Springfield.
It's a good song and a good movie.
I agree. Remember that scene?
Not really.
Okay. What did you play?
Then I played the Walker Brothers. The song's called The Electrician. It's from a movie Bronson.
Who's the actor in that?
Tom Hardy.
The guy who was in the last Batman program?
Bane.
Okay. So it's like a prison movie, right?
Yeah, it's based on a real guy.
Oh, it is?
Michael, I think his name's Michael Peterson.
And, is it a good movie?
Yeah, it's good. And he robs a post office and they sentence him to like 7 years and he ends up staying in jail for decades just because he wants to cause chaos, basically.
I'm trying to see what... Oh, this is that direct... I'm looking it up. This is that director who made Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see that last one, Only God Forgives?
Yeah, I watched it on Netflix.
How was it?
It was not good.
Okay, I didn't see it. that was a good choice. That was weird.
Yeah.
And then I played Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham from Vacation.
Classic.
Yep. Early 80s, 83, something like that. Did you watch that movie a lot growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we. That whole soundtrack is pretty fucking good, too.
Yeah.
I should probably watch my mouth. Sorry.
My mom's listening right now.
Is she? Mother?
She might, if I told her to.
She wouldn't be offended by the language, would she?
No, she wouldn't.
say a bad word.
Yeah.
So, how about we start
Curse.
How about we start another set?
Sounds good.
How do you feel about The Karate Kid?
It's
not the new one.
With Smith Brothers?
The old one.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, this one goes out for to Tim Laughlin. Feel the Night. Do you remember this scene? This is where they go to golf and stuff. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
His date. But later on, his mom picks him up. And he's got a real shitty car. That part was always really sad.
Push it to start it.
All right. Let's play that song.
Strangers in the naked sunlight, where everything is far too real. From your eyes that smile through the dark, new sensations I can feel. I was kidnapped to another time zone, where someone like you could really be. Another world that I've been missing, that only twilight. Can you feel the night coming out of nowhere in love?
Welcome back, Paul. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What have you been doing this weekend?
A lot of nothing. Me too. Sitting on my couch and watching movies.
This weather sucks.
Yeah.
What movies have you watched?
Watched Lake Mungo.
Oh, yeah, you already said that.
An Australian thing we were talking about. I liked it.
What else? Do you watch any skin flicks?
No.
Okay.
No.
Any reason why not, or?
I'm just not in the mood.
I almost went and saw a movie today, but it didn't happen. I haven't been to a movie in the theater forever.
I haven't either. I think the last one I saw was Gravity, which was
Really, I didn't see that. I'm trying to think of the last one I saw. I think it was... Damn, I don't remember. Something with Frank, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
He would remember.
Yeah, he probably would. All right, we played Feel the Night from Karate Kid. And then, Paul, you played a song I had never heard before.
It's off the Exorcist 2 soundtrack.
Very nice.
Magic and Ecstasy. Ennio Morricone. I don't know if that's how you say it, but...
He's big time, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did, like, a lot of the spaghetti western.
Yeah.
Old stuff,
right?
He did
a lot of everything, yeah.
And then I played a song from River's Edge, which I love that movie, of course. Let Me Know by the Wipers. That whole soundtrack is pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff on there. Well, should we roll into another set?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I want to play this song that is on the Rock and Roll High School soundtrack, but it's not by the Ramones. They're playing in the back, but it's the Paley Brothers with the Ramones, and it's a cover of Richie Valens' Come On, Let's Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. I guess the Paley Brothers filled in because Joey Ramone was sick, and that's why they sing on it. But it's a pretty cool version, so let's do that. You want to?
Sure.
Woo!
Yep.
When it's on us, he was lonely, he was speaking. All right, we started that one off with the Paley Brothers with the Ramones from Rock and Roll High School. Come on, let's go.
Uh-huh.
You like that?
Yeah. Ramones are always good.
Yeah. And then we had a request for Benji King, who couldn't make it today. Raised on the Radio by the Ravens from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yep.
That's a good one, when Brad is washing his car in the driveway. And I think Stacy gets flowers from Ron Johnson.
That's pretty sweet.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then we played a song from the movie Rad, which I love that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not on DVD.
Has it ever been?
No. Not that I know of, but that was Thunder in Your Heart, the BMX race. That's the one he needed to win to qualify for Hell Track.
It's intense.
It is. So, what do you think? You want to start off the next set?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I got one called Let Go by the Intimate Strangers.
I'd like to know more.
It's from Night of the Creeps, which is, sweet. I think, underrated movie.
Totally.
Tom Atkins.
Did you meet him at some horror movie fest?
No, he, like, the first Kansas City horror one, he had a bunch of people from that movie were there, but I didn't go.
Didn't they do a screening of it too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder who's coming to the horror movie fest this summer.
I think
summer.
One of that Blake Lively dude lives around here because
he's, oh, the kid from he's the kid from European Vacation, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
He lives around here?
I think so, because he's always at those conventions.
Yeah. You've been to one others though, right?
I haven't.
Oh, you've never been to one before?
Not the horror ones.
It's pretty. Mike and I went to one in Chicago in 2002 or 3 and met Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
That was cool, but it attracts a pretty,
yeah,
a pretty funny crowd. But hopefully there's a good lineup for the one coming here in August. We should go.
Yeah.
We should go and not invite Josh.
Josh wouldn't really be into it.
Nah.
Nah.
All right, you want to play that song from Night of the Creeps?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll be right back.
Time to be, oh, 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 oh. Ain't got no say.
is currently trying to find a photo of, what is it?
Justin Bieber. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Bieber Fever, yeah.
Yes, and a companion of his. And they're, I don't want to say somewhere in South America, and they're hanging out with a stripper. And they each have a breast in their mouth.
There's a new pic that just came out?
Yes.
Let me see it.
I'm trying to find it.
I need to see it now.
That guy seems like a classy dude.
Do you think all this trouble he's been getting into is for publicity because he has a new album or something? Or do you think he's legitimately... I mean, not like I care, but just for conversation's sake.
Like off the deep end? Or?
Yeah.
Both?
Remember when you went through this phase, though?
Which one?
When you went off the deep end?
That was because of steroids.
That was crazy. Shit.
Uh-huh.
All right, while you're looking for that pick, what was that song you played?
What was that song I played?
The song from Night of the Creeps?
Oh, yeah, it was Let Go by the Intimate Strangers.
All right, then we played a few more. We played Hello There, opening scene from Over the Edge, classic. Yeah,
that's a really good song.
Yeah.
Gets me fired up.
Me too.
Sing it to my cat.
Rapture?
Yeah.
Does he like it? There you go. And then we played... Ain't Got No Sense by Teenage Head from one of my favorite movies of all time, Class of 1984. They're playing that live in the club. They were like a late 70s, early 80s punk rock band from the Toronto area, which is where they filmed the movie. So that whole club scene, I'm just obsessed with I love that movie. I'm trying to get Perry King, who was the teacher in the movie, to do a podcast, but I don't know if he'll ever write me back. We'll see.
He should.
I wish, man. I'm obsessed with that shit. So, and then we played Walk Like a Man, opening scene of what movie, Paul?
I'm still looking for that picture. I don't know what's going on.
The question was, Walk Like a Man, what opening scene is that?
I don't know.
The Wanderers. The
Wanderers.
Yeah, which is another great movie. So, have you found the picture yet?
No.
Damn it. Well,
I'm really bad at multitasking.
All right, well, I'll leave you alone. So, we got time for one more song. We're going to end with Joe Walsh in the City from the Warriors.
Yeah.
Final scene of the Warriors.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
We should have played more songs from the 80s movies. We didn't really do that.
But I already have an 80s episode.
I'm just kidding.
Are you trying to be a smartass?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, movies today don't have... I don't know if they even have soundtracks.
I don't know either. Well, I mean, like, High Fidelity. Oh, I guess that was a long time ago already, though.
10 years ago.
At least. That was, like, 1988.
Was it?
No. It was probably, like, 2000? Uh-huh. One? Something like that? Anyway. Well, we gotta do another one of these, because we ran out of time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of shit to... put in there. I better watch my mouth for real. Your mom's gonna be so pissed.
She just texted me.
What'd she say?
Just asked how my day was going.
What'd you say?
Not that bad.
Good news, boppers. The big alert has been called off. It turns out that the early reports were wrong. All wrong. Now, for that group out there that had such a hard time getting home, sorry about that. I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.